Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for July 16th, 2013. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'm speaking with Paul DiCorletto about the involvement of non-muscle myosin in pro-inflammatory signaling by TNF-alpha. Tumor necrosis factor alpha, or TNF-alpha, is a cytokine that promotes inflammation. TNF-alpha binds to and activates TNF receptors 1 and 2, and both receptors are required for the pro-inflammatory effects of TNF-alpha. Some of the signaling pathways activated by these two receptors are shared, but some downstream signaling events are unique to each receptor. TRAF2 is an adapter protein that's required for both of these receptors to activate the NF-kappa-B and MAP kinase pathways, both of which promote the expression of target genes that are involved in inflammation. Whereas the mechanism by which TRAF2 is recruited to TNF receptor 1 is pretty well characterized, less is known about how TRAF2 is recruited to TNF receptor 2. In a new study published this week in Science Signaling, Paul DiCorletto's group reports that TRAF2 recruitment to TNF receptor 2 in endothelial cells requires the release of non-muscle myosin from the cytoplasmic domain of the receptor. DiCorletto is a researcher at the Cleveland Clinic. Hi, Dr. DiCorletto. Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Why do TNF receptors need adapter proteins to signal?
TNF receptors do not themselves have kinase activity, and they require adapter proteins to bind to them in order to propagate the signal that will eventually lead to changes in gene expression in the nucleus.
TRAF2 is one of those adapter proteins that mediates signaling by TNF receptors. How does TRAF2 promote signaling intracellularly?
Well, the specific mechanism is not totally worked out, but it does act through recruitment of other signaling mediators, which then cause the activation of both the MAP kinase pathways and the transcription factor NF-kappa-B.
TRAF2 binds to TNF receptor 1 through another adapter protein called TRAD, but TRAF2 binds directly to TNF receptor 2. And in this study, you investigated how TRAF2 is recruited to TNF receptor 2. How is it recruited?
Yeah, so this is an important issue because we were looking for specific signaling pathways triggered by receptor 2 that were not triggered by receptor 1, because we had previously shown that both receptors were required for the cell to exhibit a true inflammatory response, express genes that are inflammation-related. There is a binding site on the cytosolic tail of TNF receptor 2, but not on TNF receptor 1, that will bind TRAF2 directly. Normally, that TRAF2 binding site is filled, in fact, by non-muscle myosin, which is binding to the TNF receptor 2 under its unstimulated state. In order for TRAF2 to bind, therefore, the myosin needs to be released.
How is the myosin released from TNF receptor 2?
Well, the pathway is that ROCK1, Rho kinase 1, becomes activated in response to ligand engagement by receptor 2. ROCK1 phosphorylates the myosin in a specific site, leading to release from the TNF receptor.
How is ROCK1 activated?
The precise mechanism by which TNF receptor 2 activation leads to ROCK1 activation is not well worked out. It is known that ROCK1, in order to become an active kinase, associates with RhoGTP, and that leads to its ability to phosphorylate its substrates. And it turns out that one of its substrates is, in fact, myosin, thus causing myosin to release from the receptor 2.
Myosin is a molecular motor that contracts to pull actin filaments, which is an activity of this motor protein that's important for cell motility and for cell adhesion. Why is the TNF receptor 2 bound to myosin? Does this context of activating pro-inflammatory pathways depend upon cell adhesion or cell migration?
Well, it was a complete surprise to us when we were searching for adapter proteins or proteins that bind the cytosolic tail of TNF receptor 2 that what would emerge is myosin. It's certainly a non-canonical function of myosin to bind to a receptor and essentially keep it in an inactive state. It does not appear that the association of myosin with the TNF receptor 2 is related to its motor function, since we were unable to show actin also associated with the receptor. And also we've shown that the percentage of the myosin that's associated with the TNF receptor 2 is a very small percentage of the total in the cell. But it does appear that this function is critically important for the response of the cell to TNF.
What do we know about these non-conventional activities of myosin?
Well, this is the first report of an interaction with a receptor in this way that would, in fact, be in a sense, a turn-off switch for the receptor that needed to be relieved if the signal was to be propagated when a ligand binds the receptor. But others have shown that myosin can affect gene transcription. There are other reports on associations of myosins with proteins that are unexpected. To my knowledge, this is the first that shows the association with a cell surface receptor in a way that keeps the receptor from triggering a response inside the cell.
Thank you, Dr. DiCarletto, for speaking with me about your work.
It was a pleasure speaking with you, and thank you very much.
That was Paul DiCarletto, senior author of a paper published in the July 16th issue of Science Signaling, titled Release of Non-Muscle Myosin II from the Cytosolic Domain of Tumor Necrosis Factor Receptor 2 is Required for TNF-Induced Gene Expression. And that wraps up this Science Signaling podcast. If you have any comments or suggestions, you can write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. This show is a production of Science Signaling and of AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society. I'm Annalisa VanHook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and its publisher, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, thanks for listening.